This is a KJEP Sports production of all things Jefferson County basketball. The Festus Tigers.
Garmin behind the back, no look pass to a wide open bank shot three from Abby Rickerman.
The Crystal City Hornets.
Top of the circle, three ball, Blake Eisenbeis, yes sir. Tolik gets it right back, find a wide open to Eisenbeis from the wing, you bet.
The Herculaneum Blackcats.
Reuter picks right, drives left, stops, pops, and drops it home right over the outstretched arm of Eisenbeis.
The Jefferson Blue Jays.
Now Null on the other end of the floor, left wide open, top of the key, you betcha.
The Jefferson College Vikings.
Steal by Johnson midcourt. Two on one fast break, bounces to a right. Brown off the window and in, and the foul. Chest bump, Brown and Johnson. It's a 12-point lead with two to play.
KJEP is always there to bring you the action. We live for the dramatics. KJEP Sports is your home for Jefferson County basketball. Now, let's go out to the game with KJEP Sports Director Matt Greenwood.
Welcome to the home of the 2017 and 2018 Girls State Basketball Champs, Kirkwood High School, the Pioneers. That's where this Class 4 sectional game between Hillsboro and St. Mary's is going to happen here in about 13 minutes. Matt Greenwood with you, joined by Joe Felker, a Hillsboro girls basketball coach for the second game in a row. Called a good game in that district championship victory for Hillsboro over Lutheran South last Friday, a 68-53 final score there. And St. Mary's beat Gateway 75-58 in their respective district championship game, District 4, last Friday as well. The St. Mary's Dragons coming in on a five-game winning streak, Hillsboro a 15-game winning streak. One of those will end tonight, and the season will end for one of these schools as well. But the winner will face the winner of Farmington and Cape Central, and that matchup is tipping off the same time we are, and that game is going to be on J98. So I wouldn't fault you if you want to flip back and forth between Hillsboro and St. Mary's and Farmington, Cape Central. Farmington, Cape Central on J98, and of course, Hillsboro and St. Mary's right here for you. It's the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve and Lettington. Fleegs Equipment for all of your lawn, farm, and garden equipment needs. Let their family serve your family. Highway 32 in St. Genevieve and on the Outer Service Road at the Lettington exit. Go online anytime you please at Fleegs.com. F-L-I-E-G-S, Fleegs.com. We are courtside at Kirkwood High School. A great atmosphere. Fans still filing in as the stands are packed about half full on each side. We've got the Hillsboro faithful right behind us and the St. Mary's green and white Dragons fans on the opposite side. So it's a very nice setup here at Kirkwood High School. I just want to get off right off the bat our great appreciation to Corey Nesledge, the athletic director here at Kirkwood, for giving us this space to call this Class 4 sectional game. We got more Fleegs Equipment pregame show coming up. We're going to hear from Dan Johnson, his thoughts on the matchup tonight against St. Mary's, and then Joe and I will talk about keys to a victory for the Hillsboro Hawks based on what Coach Johnson has to say. So we'll take care of all that, plus your weather forecast, your starting lineups, and your tip-off. So that's all coming up next on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. It's Class 4 sectional basketball, Hillsboro St. Mary's, tonight on KJEP.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Hi, it's Hannah. The season will be here bright and sunny before we know it. And at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we brought back one of the popular tractor deals from last summer. Customers keep asking for us to bring it back, so here it is. Get the 35-horsepower shuttle-shift four-wheel drive diesel tractor with the front loader, the 5-foot brush hog and 5-foot box blade, plus the 18-foot deluxe flatbed car hauler trailer for only $19,995. Oh, but wait, you also get the free. That's right, you will get the free 3,000 PSI pressure washer and two ratchet tie-downs. And of course, the best 6-year parts and labor warranty from LS, the major brand maker that you already know and love. So let me recap. Get the tractor, loader, brush hog, box blade, flatbed trailer all for only $19,995. Plus the free pressure washer and two ratchet tie-down. Financing available on site. Just give us a call at 573-756-4353 and see us on Facebook at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at bryantrestorationco.com.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve, serving you and yours since 2002.
Matt Greenwood back with you on the Fleeks Equipment pregame show, standing next to Dan Johnson, head coach of the Hillsborough Hawks. It's Class 4 sectional basketball tonight on KGF, and the opponent tonight is the St. Mary's Dragons. And coach, we talked just yesterday about Yuri Collins. If you wouldn't mind, just kind of reiterate your thoughts on him and what it's going to take to slow him down.
Take a team effort. We're all going to have to know where he's at. We got to get one body in front of him, and a body on each side to try to help. Got to make sure we got active hands, and try to slow him down. Try to turn him into a passer. Recover when he passes it, and if can't let him pass this. He can really get you if he gets to penetrate and get out in the open floor. So gotta do what we can to slow him down. He's a great player. He's going to do things, make plays, but we got to slow him down.
And when it comes to blocking shots, it seems like St. Mary's has a true shot blocker in Donovan Parker. 82 blocks, which, looking at the stats, is just two less than your team as a whole, which was kind of funny to me. But how do you get around him? How do you maybe tire him down? And is that the game plan, is to maybe go at him and see what he's made of?
Oh, we're going to take whatever we can get, or whatever the defense gives us at any time. We've played teams that have shot blockers and that kind of stuff. Key is there. You just got to finish strong. Got to play with your head up. If you want to dish it off to somebody with a clearer look, then that's fine. But, if we move the ball around, then he won't be at the rim, all the time. They play some pressure man. So, we'll move it around, and hopefully it won't be his man trying to score it at the rim.
All right, Coach, one last question for you. Just based on the stats and based on film, they are a team that likes to press and get in your face and push the pace up a little bit. And you guys can do that. But I think maybe you're more comfortable in a half-court offense, half-court defense. Your thoughts on my thought there?
They are. The one thing about this game is they're not going to just let you do much. You're gonna have to play basketball. You're going to have to play strong. So, and in some ways, obviously got to have good spacing. But in some ways, X's and O's kind of go out the window because in order for us to get to X's and O's, we got to be strong with the ball. We got to set good screens. Got to go get it with two hands and all that kind of stuff. And meet that pressure with some aggressiveness of our own. So we can't play back on our heels all night. We got to be able to catch and square and be men about it, and I think we're ready to do that.
All right, Coach, best of luck. We'll talk to you afterwards.
Okay, thanks a lot.
That is Dan Johnson, head coach of the Hillsborough Hawks, joining us on the Fleeks Equipment pregame show.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fleeks Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fleeks locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fleeks Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fleeks Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fleeks.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fleeks Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fleeks locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fleeks Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fleeks Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fleeks.com.
Flu season is here. The fact is, millions of Americans will have the flu this year, but you can stay healthy by getting your flu vaccination.
The staff at Comtree Comprehensive Health Center will make the process quick and easy for you and your family.
Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment or walk in to any of our primary care service locations.
Welcome to our family tree.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate, serving the area since 1965.
The Hagen team are professional members of the National Association of Realtors and live by a strict code of ethics. Our first obligation is to you, our client. We provide knowledge, guidance, and update experiences focusing on the issues that's most important to you. For your real estate agent, please contact Glenn Hagen and Mary Hagen for your buying or selling experience today.
Contact Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate at coldwellbankerholsey.com and follow us on Facebook.
Welcome back to Kirkwood High School. Courtside, Matt Greenwood and Joe Felker in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. We are moments away from the Class 4 boys sectional between St. Mary's and your Hillsboro Hawks. The last team standing in Jefferson County against the St. Mary's Dragons, Class 4 District 4 champions. Before we get to starting lineups and our keys to the game, the Doe Run Company is our weather sponsor. The Doe Run Company providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future. And it's going to be much warmer tomorrow and still sunny. We're going to get finally above freezing, a high of about 38 in Jefferson County tomorrow. Thursday, partly cloudy with a chance of some rain and snow in the early in the morning hours. And then Friday, some possible rain as well at about 90% chance there. And then Saturday, even more rain. Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 49. So it's going to be kind of pretty, kind of not. And that's your Doe Run Company weather forecast. We'll get to starting lineups here in just a second. But, Coach, in 60 seconds, your keys to St. Mary's winning and your keys to Hillsboro winning.
You know, I think that the key for the Hawks to win tonight is going to be making sure that they do a good job of containing Collins. He's obviously an impact player. Leading the team in scoring, rebounding, assists, and steals. So definitely somebody that they're going to have to keep an eye on, working especially on the defensive end to take care of him. And then on offense, I think that the Hawks are going to have to do a good job moving the ball. That's kind of one of their strengths. Lots of different guys that can score, making sure they're sharing the basketball. For St. Mary's, I don't know a lot about them, but you know, I think one of the things that seems like they like to play a fast pace, so establishing that early in the game and making sure that you know, they're imposing that as far as wanting to get up and down the floor, force some turnovers and some extra possessions seems like something that would be a key for them.
All right, there you go. Coach Joe Felker, Hillsboro girls basketball coach, with his keys to the game for both sides. Let's take a look at your Presbyterian Manor starting lineups. Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live for the Hillsboro Hawks. You've got 5'8" junior Mark Moore, 5'8" junior, or excuse me, senior Ben Lampkins. Don't know why I put the JR there. Michael Brewer, 6'5" senior. Ethan Worley, a 6'1" junior. And then Evan Worley, a 6'7" junior. That is your Hillsboro starting five. And real quickly, before they cut us off with the national anthem for the St. Mary's Dragons, you've got number one, Yuri Collins, a St. Louis Billiken commit at 5'9". Then Noah Hamilton, a 5'7" junior, with Wanye Brown, a 5'9" sophomore. Sephora Rossis, a 6'3" junior. And Donovan Parker, the leading shot blocker for St. Mary's with 82 blocks this season. Donovan Parker, a 6'6" senior for the St. Mary's Dragons. All right, national anthem is coming up. So when it's over and we come back, we'll have your new Everbank tip-off for this Class 4 sectional between Hillsboro and St. Mary's. Don't go away.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team, making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
Why would somebody from Potosi drive all the way to Lettington to buy a pool from Home Pools and Spas? Don Thompson says they're people you can trust.
Jason and his crew were there and doing everything they said they were going to do when they said they were going to do it, and did a great job, very timely, very professional, and I'm real pleased.
Home Pools and Spas in Lettington, homepoolsandspas.net.
Everybody's going home is where the fun
Everybody's
is.
Going home.
Pool and Spa.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 10-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker today at 800-851-5371.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College and you.
Eating good in the neighborhood at Applebee's Bar and Grill sounds so good. Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, General Manager at Applebee's in Farmington. Our new Big Time Lunch Special is happening right now. 15-minute service guarantee for items off the Big Time Lunch menu, or it's free. Your choice of drink, soup, or salad, and an entree. Big time portions at small time prices. Go to Applebee's.com for the full menu, Applebee's Bar and Grill on Karch Boulevard in Farmington.
KJFF Festus, Crystal City, Imperial, DeSoto.
Matt Greenwell back with you courtside at Kirkwood High School for this Class 4 sectional game between St. Mary's and Hillsboro. St. Mary's 15-12, Class 4 District 4 champions. After knocking off Gateway last Friday, 75-58, their leading scorer in that game, Yuri Collins, a St. Louis commit with 35 points. And their 6'6" big man, or 6'3" big man, Sephora Rossis with 24. So those two combined 59 of the 75. For Hillsboro, Michael Brewer, Mark Moore, 20 and 18 respectively. Evan Worley with 15 in a win over Lutheran South last Friday in the District 3 championship game. So we're moments away from our New Era Bank tip-off. Let me tell you about it. It's easy to save your coins and change with New Era Bank's Roundup Savings. To see how easy it is, visit your local New Era Bank branch or go online at newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC. It'll be Michael Brewer and Sephora Rossis. Donovan Parker. Rossis is behind Brewer off to the right. It is Donovan Parker and Michael Brewer to tip on the red K at Kirkwood High School, center court, and the tip is won by Parker, and immediately attacking the bucket and laying it up off glass is Rossis.
Looking at a little full court pressure here from St. Mary's right off the bat.
Michael Brewer, the big man, crosses the timeline right in front of us, down to our right, work court side across from the scores table with the Hillsboro contingent right behind us. Brewer to Evan Worley to dribble the ball. Evan Worley to the wing, pushed out, finds Lampkins near midcourt. Lampkins going to have his dribbling skills put to test here. Gives up the ball into the corner more. Back to Lampkins on the wing. 7:25 to play in this first quarter, and it's 2-0 St. Mary's. Brewer touches the ball, touches it over to Ethan Worley. Behind the back dribble in the corner. He's taken away by Yuri Collins. Yuri Collins in transition, dumps it off, and off glass, spinning it home is Rossis.
A timeout here by the Hawks early on.
Yep, Coach Johnson right off the bench for a 30-second Patsy's Furniture timeout. You'll love to shop at Patsy's St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. Coach Felker, I feel like Hillsboro has to avoid the corners, especially with the athletic press that St. Mary's runs.
Yeah, they're definitely going to put a lot of pressure on. Even in the half court, they're denying those passes back out. So I'd like to see, sure Coach Johnson's talking now, be strong with the ball, keep it out of those spots, make sure you maintain your dribble, see if we can get Michael some touches inside, find the best matchup that they have.
4-0 lead right now for St. Mary's. 7:15 to play in this first quarter. Brought to you by Fleegs Equipment, St. Genevieve and Lettington, Coles Tractor and Equipment of Farmington, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center of Festus, UPS Store in Festus, and Comtree of Festus. In the backcourt, going left to right, Hillsboro. It'll be Brewer to inbound to Lampkins on the move. Right in front of his own bench, stuck in the backcourt. Pressing him is Noah Hamilton. Lampkins finally brings it across the timeline, flips it to the left wing, the far side from us for Evan Worley. Dump pass down low to Brewer, brings it in, surrounded by four bodies, and he gets it up and in off glass, and Hillsboro's on the board. Quick three on the other end. Yuri Collins off the mark. He shoots 18% from behind the arc. Rebound, Rossis. Extra pass, Hamilton to the right wing. Down low, it is Wanye Brown. Wanye Brown lost it, got it back, and put it up off glass from the left side. 6-2, St. Mary's. Brewer dribbling the ball, weaving around, looking for Lampkins, tries to find him, and stealing the ball and laying it up and in from the baseline. Is Noah Hamilton and St. Mary's off to a great start. 8-2, 6.5 left in this first quarter. Lampkins dealing with some backcourt pressure, putting all his dribbling skills to the test. Couple of crossovers, finally across the midcourt stripe, between the legs, now to the left wing, extended for Ethan Worley, right in front of Coach Brian Turner, second-year head coach for St. Mary's. Now Ethan Worley underneath, flips it up top for a Lampkins three, rims out, rebound, Collins, his 104th of the year. Collins pushing. Collins off glass over Brewer. It's good.
They are really good at pushing the pace there. Good at finishing around the rim also.
10-2, St. Mary's leading the Hillsboro Hawks under six to play. Lampkins double near midcourt. Dribbles past the defense. Hands it off to the wing for Moore. Moore dribbling to the paint. Lost it. Gets it back. Bounce to Brewer. And from the right side off glass, Michael Brewer gets it to drop home. And Hillsboro now down 10-4 with 5:38 to play. Yuri Collins on the far side of the floor as St. Mary's goes right to left, hands it off to Noah Hamilton. Hamilton, a 5'7 junior, already with 2 points. Over to Yuri Collins at the volleyball line. Yuri Collins still with it, bounces it over to Hamilton, and now St. Mary's running a little half-court set on the Hillsboro side of the benches. And around the perimeter goes the ball, and here's a way high arcing three from the wing, Donovan Parker, and I don't believe Coach Turner wanted that shot.
No, I think the Hawks would be okay with that shot all night.
The Hawks will, for sure. And the rebound for the red, white, and blue. Red numbers, red letters. Losing the dribble, Ethan Worley at the key. Yuri Collins picks his pocket all the way. Collins to the rack, up off glass, over Moore, and in. Yuri Collins with four. 12-4, St. Mary's under five to play. Lampkins across the timeline near side, and a reach-in foul will go on Noah Hamilton, his first personal and the team first for St. Mary's. As Garrett Pinkley, a guy that's really good defensively, pretty athletic around the perimeter and a good rebounder, will check in. And he's going to replace Ethan Worley. So coach pulling off a guard for a 6'3" forward. Inbound. Along the sideline, into the backcourt for Mark Moore. Around the back dribble to the paint. Right-hand floater in the paint. No good. Missed off the back iron. Rebounded by Parker. Parker fell to the ground. Gave it to Hamilton. Up front to Collins. And his jump pass from the mid-right block to the corner was knocked away out of bounds by Brewer. It'll be Collins to inbound. Collins throws it off the back of Evan Worley. Puts it up off glass and the foul.
That was a really impressive play there. Really heads-up play there by Collins.
I feel like that's a film thing, Coach. I noticed that Hillsboro does like to, to put five on the bodies and have the back to the inbound, and I think Collins probably saw that a lot, and there you go, took advantage of it.
Something he knew that he could use, just happened to use it early in the game. It was a really smart play.
So that'll give Coach Johnson and the Hillsboro defense something to think about as Collins looking for the and-one completion for the free throws up, and it is good. So Yuri Collins off to a hot start. He's got 7 to lead all scores. 15-4, St. Mary's. Inbound in the backcourt corner. Lampkins able to escape with a pass to Brewer. Up ahead to Pinkley. Line drive down low to Evan Worley. Way high off the glass, Evan Worley.
Great finish there. Even with a little bit of contact, I think the ball might even got deflected.
Corner three on the far side. It's good. Rattling it home, Wanye Brown. That's the first three of the night for St. Mary's. 18-6, they've tripled up Hillsboro with 4 to play in the first quarter. And a midcourt stripe pass by Moore to Lampkins. It's behind him as Lampkins was moving towards the basket, and it goes out of bounds right at that scores table, and it's St. Mary's basketball.
One of the things I could tell right away is this pace is really intense, and the points are getting up there already. I think that's something that St. Mary's wants to do.
Wow. Yuri Collins just put up a 23-foot three, and it was easy for him. Yuri Collins with 10 in the first quarter alone, 21-6. St. Mary's on top. From the baseline, Evan Worley into the paint. Bodies, throws it up. Rebound Michael Brewer, and his putback is denied, but he got fouled. Well, they really do crowd the paint, Coach. We see when Brewer or Evan Worley get to the paint, it's four guys around them.
It is, and I think St. Mary's is okay with that. They picked up a couple fouls there, but I think their trade-off for the pace is something that they're willing to live with.
Michael Brewer, pretty good free-throw shooter. For a big man, he is shooting it at 73%, 72.6 to be more precise. Got that first free throw to go. And Michael Brewer leading the Hawks with five. And second free throw rattles through. And Coach Johnson wants a 60-second timeout. We need a break, so do they. 21-8, St. Mary's leading Hillsboro. 3:38 to go in this first quarter of the Class 4 sectional on KJEP.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Yeah. Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers Secure Swipe. Secure Swipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information, or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
All right, another Patsy's Furniture timeout used by Coach Johnson. He's used two in the first 4.5 minutes of this ball game. Class 4 sectional, St. Mary's up 21-8. In the corner right in front of Coach Johnson is Yuri Collins with 10 points. Baseline drive, bounce pass to the left block for number 21, Jalen Howard. Howard finds his point guard, Collins. Jump pass underneath to the corner, and a three is up and good by Wanye Brown, his second three of the night. 24-8, St. Mary's has tripled up Hillsboro's lead here in the first quarter. We're approaching the three-minute mark. Wanye Brown, by the way, a 30% three-point shooter. Here's Lampkins, no space on the wing. Flips it over to the opposite wing for Brewer, the big man. Brings it down, attacks, and then Brewer at the rim has Donovan Parker swat away a floater. His 83rd block of the season for Parker. It will stay Hillsboro basketball as they'll inbound it over to our right. On the near side, Lampkins trying to peer over the defender, and he finds Brewer on the lob. To the mid-block extended to Morrill on the wing. Attacks and has it poked away from behind. Outlet pass up ahead. And spinning it through with the left hand is Wanye Brown. The assist will go to Sephora Rosas. 26-8, St. Mary's leading Hillsboro. Again, a little bit of a backcourt press. It's a one-man press, and it's been enough so far. Lampkins finally crosses the timeline, gives it up to Brewer. Head fake on the three at the wing. Now into the paint, stops, pops, and drops it home from 8 feet out. Michael Brewer with 8-4 Hillsboro. They're up into double figures now, still trailing 26-10 as David Hughes has checked in for St. Mary's. He's handling the ball right now. He's got his shorts that
looks
are
like
green.
We got a box of one here for Hillsboro on Collins.
And we got the tag sticking out on the shorts of David Hughes as he gives up the ball. Here's Collins, right side, jump pass, splits the double in the air, and then dumps it off down low to his left for David Hughes for the layup. Man, that split right at the high post, and the jump pass was all good for him. Here's Lampkins, doubled, crossing the timeline. Brewer, touch pass over to Mark Moore. His three ball drops.
First, big shot there for Mark.
First three of the night for Hillsboro, 28-13. 1:35 to play. St. Mary's in possession in the front court. 5 second count being started, and then Rosas over into the corner to the left side for Rosas. Over into the corner for Wanye Brown. Brown back to Rosas. Over to Yuri Collins on the red K at midcourt. Yuri Collins now between the circles, rises for a three off to the side. Brewer can't corral the board. It's tipped out actually to a corner, and Wanye Brown from the near corner to our left is able to hit the three over Brewer. 31-13, St. Mary's, 60 seconds to play in quarter number one. Hillsboro needs to weather the storm. At the volleyball line, far side is Moore to Garrett Pinkley. One-hand shovel to Lampkins. Double team on him, lobs it to Pinkley in the corner. Extra pass to Michael Brewer. And the spinning jumper from his right shoulder to his left is off the mark from 5 feet out. Rebound Rosas running the floor. Rosas up and under the defender. Layup no good. Hillsboro has the ball poked out in their direction. Garrett Pinkley corrals it. Pinkley to his left for Brewer. Brewer almost traveled. St. Mary's fans wanted the call, but Brewer able to give it up to Lampkins. Now to Garrett Pinkley. Pinkley to the paint. Has it poked. Turned his head. Collins stripped him. Collins going up the floor. Right hand layup from the left side. Off balance. Yuri Collins making it look smooth. He's got 12. St. Mary's up 33-13, 12 seconds to play. Moore across the timeline. Jump pass to the left wing, Lampkins. Dribbles twice to his right. Gives it up to Moore. Around the defender, Moore. Moore off balance, floater in the lane. And he is fouled. Shot no good. Moore, the best free throw shooter in the greater St. Louis area at 89%, with a pair of Coldwell Banker Holsey free throws coming. Coldwell Banker Holsey. They move this town online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. Free throws up, and free throw is good for Mark Moore, who's got four on the night. 4.9 seconds to go. Hillsborough is looking for Moore to hit this free throw and then prevent St. Mary's from getting a bucket at the buzzer. Free throw is up and good for Mark Moore. Inbound St. Mary's. Yuri Collins lets it go for a second, picks it up now to the mid-block right side. Kick out to the corner, and another three ball by Wanye Brown, going 4 of 5 from beyond the arc. And that'll give St. Mary's a 36-15 lead after the first 8 minutes. So the Class 4 sectional is going the Dragons' way so far, but we're looking forward to Hillsborough coming back in 60 seconds on KJF.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Midless Sports Center has the off-road adventure you've been dreaming about, with rebates up to $4,000 on great brands like Polaris, Can-Am, Kawasaki, and Suzuki. Hey, Josh Harris, owner of Midwest Sports Center. Come on, you know you've been wanting a sport utility vehicle, but you just keep putting it off. Stop putting it off. Now's the time to buy. You've been thinking about it too long. Act now before we're sold out. Your adventure starts here. Whether you're on the road, off the road, or on the water, Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store.
Need a place to sight in your rifle or practice responsible firearms use? Mineral Area College and the Department of Natural Resources have partnered to offer the community the Sergeant Darrell S. Cole Memorial Shooting Range. Located in Park Hills, the covered 12-lane range offers distances from 3 to 100 yards with a 100-meter line for competition. Rates are $6 an hour with discounts for law enforcement and veterans. Ammo, targets, and hearing and eye protection are available for purchase. For more information, call 573-330-5289.
36-15, St. Mary's leading Hillsborough. Class 4 boys sectional tonight on KJF. Matt Greenwood with you, and alongside me, Hillsborough girls basketball head coach Joe Felker. We are courtside at Kirkwood High School, and boy, we're going to hear everything. There's the inbound for Hillsborough, still operating left to right. It's Moore taking on Wanye Brown. Dribble behind the back to the wing near side. Dumps it off for Lampkins. Hillsborough to try to slow the pace here as St. Mary's trying to run him out the door in the first quarter. And, well, they have a 3-touchdown lead. On the left corner right now, it is Mark Moore. Black leg brace on the left leg. It takes the baseline, lays it up, try to get it over Parker, but he said, no, sir. And he swats it into the corner, and now it's Southside Catholic's ball, as that's what it says on the jerseys. Here's a Donovan Parker straight away, three. The high arcer is a beauty, and it's good.
Parker just 10 for 40 on the season, but he looks confident whenever he shoots those.
Yep, that one's in danger of hitting the rafters, honestly. 7-10 to play. Doubled on the left sideline as Lampkins gives it up to Brewer. Top of the circle to the left wing. Evan Worley a three off the side rim. Good box out there by Brown. Brown, though, lost his footing as he tried to bring it in. And it, I believe, came off of him and out of bounds. So it will be Hillsborough basketball. Good challenge there by Garrett Pinkley on the rebound. There's the inbound for Lampkins to Brewer. And the mid-block extended Jay is good from 12 feet out.
Once again, St. Mary's up the floor really quickly in transition.
And we got ourselves a quick foul as basically you look down for a second and St. Mary's is already attacking the rim.
Yeah, their outlet passes are 40 feet up the floor, and they're looking to attack right away.
And now here comes number 22, 6'6", junior, no slouch, Cole Miller. Fourth on the team in rebounds for St. Mary's. He's strictly in there for rebounds. He's got 100 this season. St. Mary's to inbound after the foul on Hillsborough. Collins with the wing-to-wing pass to Rossis to the mid-block. Shovels it off to Miller. Lost it going up. There's Brewer to pick up the loose scraps. Shovels it to Moore. Moore up ahead to Garrett Pinkley. Passes behind him. Pinkley tried to save it, but Yuri Collins tips it to himself. Collins up ahead. Rossis can be called for traveling.
That was a really nice play. He just took an extra step there before he put it on the floor.
Yeah, good layup skills for Sephora Rossis. Good find there by Yuri Collins, but like the official saw and Coach Felker saw, travel. 6:25 to play in this second quarter. St. Mary's 39 and Hillsborough 17. At the volleyball line, it is Evan Worley. Worley surveys. Two-hand pass to the left wing. Moore to the baseline. Stops there, pops there, but cannot get it to fall through. Tapped out by Evan Worley. Two more. Moore to Lampkins on the wing. Dribbles to the volleyball line. And picking him up is Noah Hamilton. Lampkins over to the wing for Evan Worley. Sees a lane. Takes it. Tries to dunk it. Parker knocked it away. Into the corner, Garrett Pinkley. Over to Brewer. Brewer. High off the glass and in over Parker.
That was a really nice finish. He leaned into the defender. St. Mary's already up the floor with a shot and a basket.
All right, I guess I can't keep score tonight.
That was number 10, Rossis.
I guess I can't keep score tonight, Coach. 5:40 to play. 41-19, St. Mary's in the lead. Mark Moore, volleyball line right side of it on the near sideline. Dribbles to the free throw line, bounces to the left. Extra pass, Worley to Lampkins in the corner. To the baseline. Floater is an air ball. Backside rebound. St. Mary's up ahead quickly. Rossis layup is good and the foul on Garrett Pinkley. Boy, I mean, just it's exhausting just watching them play, Coach.
Yeah, they are immediately looking up the floor. They are really good at throwing those outlet passes also.
43-19. You wouldn't believe it if you were here. 5:23 to play in this first half, and St. Mary's is on top as Ethan Worley is back into the game for the first time since being replaced by Garrett Pinkley. Free throw from Rossis is off the mark as St. Mary's shoots 58% from the charity stripe. It hasn't been very charitous. That's even a word. All right, miss there. Rebound Hill throw.
Steal by Collins.
Yep, steal by Collins. Pickpocketing Lampkins. Collins running the McDonald's fast break and lays it off for an easy layup for Damon Wiley, the 6'1 senior. That forces Coach Johnson to use another one of his timeouts. He's now down to just three for the rest of the ballgame with 5:07 to play. In the second quarter at St. Mary's, 45 and Hillsborough 19. We're back in 30.
You love to shop at Patsy's.
This is Jamie from Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. If you're looking for new furniture, come and see us. We have a wide selection of living room, dining room, bedroom sets, and more. Visit us in the store or online at Facebook or at patsysfurniture.com. We have a wide variety of financing options available. Military and first responders receive a discount every day. May God bless you all.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Class 4 boys sectional basketball, Hillsborough and St. Mary's at Kirkwood High School. Matt Greenwood with you alongside me, Joe Felker, 45-19. The St. Mary's Dragons leading your Hillsborough Hawks. Did you know under the new Missouri Core 42 that certain credits taken at Jefferson College are guaranteed to transfer to any Missouri public college or university to meet general education requirements? Well, you do now. Core 42 is just another way you can be sure that choosing Jefferson College is a smart move. To speak to a JEFCO Enrollment Services representative about degree programs, financial aid, or registration, call 636-481-3000 or visit jeffco.edu today. Hillsborough must not get too shaken by this 26-point St. Mary's lead. Under five to play. Brewer left side. Dribbles. Lost it off his body. Rossis picks up the loose ball. Goes up ahead and blows the dunk. But there's Wiley for the backside rebound and putback. 47-19 St. Mary's. Inbound to Ethan Worley. Right in front of the scores table. Far side of the floor. Nearly has his pocket picked. Keeps the dribble alive to the mid block. Extended over to Brewer in the corner. And he's hip-checked by Cole Miller. So, Michael, that's only team foul number 4 on the Dragons.
For as aggressive as they play and not commit fouls like that, that's really impressive on the defensive end.
Certainly is. And Noah Hamilton's going to take a seat. Wanye Brown, who hit 4 threes in the first quarter, is back into the game. Only 35 threes all season for Brown. But he's feeling it tonight. Had 16 first quarter points. Got a breather. Now he's back in. Here's Moore. On the right side of the paint, drives, and had it knocked off of his right knee, I guess, and it went out of bounds along the baseline. So a turnover there by Hillsborough. Hillsborough, the ninth-ranked team in the state in Class 4 by the Missouri Basketball Coaches Association in St. Mary's. Looks like they're looking for some respect and some rankings here as Yuri Collins is fouled trying to lay it up with the left hand. And that's going to go on Ethan Worley. Yuri Collins, as I said before, St. Louis Billiken commit, averaging 21 points just about a game this season. Inbounded it, got it back, assists Rossis, three ball Collins. He's up to 15 first points of the second quarter, but they are big ones. And 50 is what St. Mary's has with under four to play. 19 for Hillsborough. Moore trying to shove off Collins. Good defense. Moore forced to give it up to Lampkins. High ball screen right wing Brewer. Brewer rolls. Brewer takes it. Lobs it down low. Worley collects, and Evan Worley up and through. Off glass and in. 50-21 St. Mary's. Collins. Several dribbles behind the back and will now back it up towards the midcourt stripe. Here at Kirkwood High School, there's a big red K at midcourt. Collins gets the ball screen from Miller. Goes into the corner. Brown shovels it along the baseline underneath to Ross. It's out of the corner. He attacks to the paint. Throws up a shot. Got his own miss. Puts it back up with the left hand after weaving around Worley. And Sephora Rossis with 10 for St. Mary's. 52-21 the score, 3:08 to play. Ethan Worley gets a screen along the right wing from Brewer. Brewer cuts away as Worley dribbles to the right of the key. Worley back over to his right for Brewer, and they'll swing it around the perimeter to Lampkins. And Lampkins is body bumped by Damon Wiley on the extended defense along the perimeter. Damon Wiley, the 6'1 senior with his first personal.
Coach Turner's really active on the side there, shouting out instructions. You can tell they have a specific game plan, and they're doing a great job of communicating that.
Inbound right down to our right, literally 2 feet away for Lampkins to Evan Worley, who makes a nice corner drive to the rim and gets it up off glass. And then Evan Worley up to 6 on the night. 52-23, St. Mary's in the lead. And Collins dribbling the ball with the left hand between the circles. Takes a deep breath. Gets a high ball screen from Parker. Parker shoved away by Ethan Worley. And Collins says, okay, I'll just back it back out again. Set up in the corner is Wanye Brown. Ben Lampkins better stick to him. Collins losing the dribble. Gets it back. Ethan Worley keeping in front of him. Collins finally fouled, though, on the jump pass as he tried to go wing to wing to Miller. And that'll be Ethan Worley's second personal. 5 team fouls for Hillsborough. 2:25 to play. The Dragons up by 29. There's an inbound. And the southpaw, Wiley, tries his luck from the left of the key. The 20-footer's off the mark. Long rebound into the corner. Ethan Worley with a burst of speed into the front court. Worley to the left wing. Lampkins, but no shot. Lampkins defended by Parker. That's a big switch. Lampkins gives it up to Evan Worley to Mark Moore in the corner. Dribbles to the free throw line. Kicks it out. And Lampkins leans in for 3 and drops it home. His first points of the night. Lampkins has cut the deficit down to 52-26. Collins, screen at the free throw line, jumps through the lane, goes from his left shoulder to his right shoulder and lays it up and in off glass. Boy, he's so good. I can see why St. Louis likes him.
Absolutely. He's so good at changing pace and changing direction, and he, you know, Evan Worley was down there with position, and he just was able to jump stop all the way around him and finish that shot.
We've got a foul, a reach-in near the basket by Cole Miller. That's his second personal. They call it on Wiley, which is also his second personal. 16 fouls for St. Mary's, 1:47 to play. Inbound Lampkins to the left elbow. Brewer rises above Parker, got him in the air first. Easy one-hand floater from Michael Brewer, who has been the spark for Hillsborough. He's got 14, 54-28 St. Mary's with a 26-point advantage. 1:30 to play. And Yuri Collins with a jump pass from the right elbow to a very hot shooting Wanye Brown, but his three-pointer from the wing is no good, and the rebound from Michael Brewer to Lampkins. Into the front court, Lampkins crosses over, and poking it from behind, though, is Brown. Lampkins thought he had him beat. Brown over to Rossis. Rossis running the floor, has his layup blocked by Brewer. Loose ball underneath. Wanye Brown hitting the deck, puts it up, no good. And Ethan Worley taps it out towards midcourt. Mark Moore corrals it. Mark Moore around 3 defenders and then bounced it over towards Evan Worley, but Evan Worley was on the left side, and Moore's pass was on the right side of the basket, and it goes out of bounds. And fast break points, Coach Felker, that Hillsborough should have had.
Yeah, those are opportunities that you got to take advantage of. I understand what Mark was going for there, just a little miscommunication. Coach Johnson encouraging the guys to keep at it.
Coach Johnson, ninth-year head coach for the Hillsborough Hawks. He knows what he's talking about, knows how to respond to his players, knows how to get the best out of them. He's going to have one heck of a halftime speech here as Noah Hamilton handling the ball for St. Mary's up by 26, but he gives up that right to Yuri Collins. Backs it up to the corner near midcourt. Gets a very high ball screen from Parker. Goes to the left of it, to the left of the key. Dribbles between the legs. Mismatch here. Collins with Evan Worley in front of him. And Collins forced to dribble it backwards towards midcourt. Now Michael Brewer picks him up.
So we'll switch to a man-to-man defense here.
Yep, Yuri Collins wants to take on the big men, possibly. And joining Brewer on the defense is Ethan Worley. Collins gives up to Rossis. Extra pass down low to Miller. Had it knocked away from behind into the corner. and eventually out of bounds, but it will stay St. Mary's ball. 17 seconds even on the second quarter clock, and it's 54-28 Dragons. Inbound Collins to the volleyball line. Shovel pass, Hamilton back to Collins. Collins with Mark Moore facing him up. Right at midcourt, 8 seconds. Collins dribbles between the legs, now has it in the right hand. Hesitation move, jump pass, one hand pass to the wing, and a corner three is good by Noah Hamilton, and an inbound for Hillsborough. Lob up from 75 feet, no good from Ethan Worley, and that's how the first half ends. St. Mary's, 57, Hillsborough, 28 in this Class 4 boys sectional, and we have reached halftime. Midwest Sports Center halftime show is coming up next, and we'll check in with the Farmington-Cape Central game, which is currently on J98. So stick around. We'll be right back with the Midwest Sports Center halftime show coming up in 2 minutes on KJO.
Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is excited to share with you a revolutionary way to take your medicine. iCarePack allows us to work with you to synchronize and package your medications by the date and time of day you need to take them. No more pill planners, no more second-guessing yourself. The packaging is completely portable and can be taken with you for day trips, vacations, and doctor visits. Let Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy package your medication with a little extra TLC because you are worth it. iCarePack, only at Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy.
He dreams of playing in the big leagues, which is taking a toll on your dreams. Most people don't think about their home insurance until something happens. But talking to an American Family Insurance agent today can mean your dreams have better protection tomorrow. Visit amfam.com/home for a quote and see if your insurance measures up. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Call Bill Bess, agent 573-431-4893, or stop by 907 East Main Street in Park Hills today.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Are you tired of calling your mortgage lender and not being able to talk to anyone, or you're transferred over and over again? Skip the hassle and refinance with Bloomsdale Bank. Call today and speak with one of their expert loan officers. Have a personalized borrowing experience and rest easy knowing your loan will be serviced locally when you borrow with Bloomsdale Bank. Visit their website or visit any of their 5 locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Matt Greenwood back with you at Kirkwood High School, site of the Class 4 boys sectional round between Hillsborough and St. Mary's. And the Dragons, well, they've got a pretty lopsided halftime lead, 57-28 over the Hillsborough Hawks. And, well, 15-12, Coach Felker, is nowhere near any indication of how good this St. Mary's team is. They play teams like Cardinal Ritter and Father Tolton, who are having excellent seasons this season, and it's the competition that they face appears to be a lot stronger and a lot more challenging than what Hillsborough has gone up against. But as we begin this Midwest Sports Center halftime show, you and I kept saying over and over again, we are blown away by how quick and how much quicker St. Mary's appears to be than Hillsborough.
Yeah, first off, your comment about strength of schedule is really true. They played a difficult schedule, so their record is a little bit misleading, and that's not to take anything away from Hillsborough for sure. They're a really quality team, but
yes,
the pace that St. Mary's plays with is something that you have to witness in person. Their ability to get a rebound and quickly throw these long outlet passes and attack up the floor in transition is something that's really made a big difference in this game. And I'm not sure the exact stat, but their amount of transition points that they've scored has got to be significant.
Yeah, certainly don't have time to even put down the points. They move so quickly, certainly don't have the transition points there. But, yeah, it's got to be way up there. Let's get to your Bloomsdale Bank, first half stats. Bloomsdale Bank connected to their customers since 1914 in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. And we'll begin with the team on the trailing end, the Hillsborough Hawks, down 57-28. And of those 28, 14 of them belong to Michael Brewer, 6 for Evan Worley, 5 for Mark Moore, and 3 for Ben Lampkins. For St. Mary's, 17 for St. Louis commit, the 5'9 guard Yuri Collins, 17 points, including 12 in the first quarter. Noah Hamilton with 5. Donovan Parker, who leads St. Mary's in blocks with 84 now that he's got a couple here tonight. He's got 3 points. Off the bench, David Hughes has 2, and Damon Wiley off the bench has 4. But then the other high scorers for St. Mary's are Sephora Rossis at 10 points in the first half, and Wanye Brown, a 5'9 sophomore guard with 16 first-half points, 16 of them all in the first quarter. I mean, St. Mary's could not have asked for a better start, outscoring Hillsborough 36-15 after one, and again, holding a 57-28 halftime lead. Coach, you know, these guys, the Hillsborough guys going to the locker room, they look up at the scoreboard, they see what the result has been after the first 16 minutes, and it would be very easy at this point to feel like there's no way to get back into it. But that's, you know, this Hillsborough is ranked 9th in the state for a reason. They are a very good team, as you alluded to. They're just going to have to somehow find a way to just slow it down. Slow down your breathing. Don't get too antsy. Don't get too amped up. Just stay within yourself. Get the shots you're looking for. Play some good defense. But they certainly do have a big gap to make up.
Yeah, and that's one of those things that, you know, did you talk to the kids, you're not going to be able to go out and score a 29-point shot. So you're going to need to, you know, get slowly chip away at that and set some little goals. Try to get it under 25, try to get it under 20, and kind of work your way down that. And obviously, you know, you're going to have some things go your way. Take some missed shots from St. Mary's, make sure you get defensive rebound, and then be able to convert that into a bucket on the other end.
You know, St. Mary's, as you alluded to, does a very good job in transition. And I'm just wondering, from a defensive standpoint, with how easy it appears that St. Mary's is getting to the rim, do you pack the paint and only give St. Mary's threes and hope that they just miss them? Or how do you attack them defensively, knowing that what we've seen so far in the first half is they get to the basket at will?
Yeah, Coach Johnson tried a couple different things there with their normal 2-3 zone and then a box and one and even a little bit of man. So I think that's one of those things you just kind of make a decision. You know, Brown for St. Mary's is averaging 7 points a game. So for him to score 16, you know, that's not something that's ordinary. So from a scouting report perspective, like, that's a shot you would be willing to give him. After the first quarter, that changes things. You have to change how you're guarding him. But I definitely see where they're coming from, because they are just so good at getting to the rim, and they'll be able to make those extra passes. And even if you do collapse down on him, you know, make another pass. And if he's making shots from the outside, that's those kick-out passes where he's already squared up to the basket and can be have it lined up and be ready to go. So definitely that's a tough decision to make. You know, it's just a tough matchups out there.
All right, by the way, just so you know, you can listen to this and all of our games online at MIMOinfo.com, courtesy of Cole's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington, home of the Bad Boy Mower and LS Tractors. They say you mow with an attitude. That's what they want you to do. And Cole's Tractor and Equipment has a location, Highway 32 in Farmington. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd. Matt Greenwood with you, and Coach Joe Felker of the Hillsborough girls basketball team on the broadcast. It's 57-28 at the Midwest Sports Center half, and we're about 2 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. So we'll take a 60-second break, and when we come back, we'll have second half action of the Class 4 boys sectional, where St. Mary's leads Hillsborough 57-28 here on KJO.
Hello, this is Jan.
Hi, can I save on a new Toyota?
Yes, with great deals now through April 1st, you can ready, set, go get your Toyota today.
I can't wait to get out. I've been watching way too much TV.
Oh yeah? What's on?
Game show. Anyway, I got this list of things I want to do this spring.
Bet I could name them.
Really? Our contestant Jan here is risking it all on this final question. Name the three things I can't wait to do.
Go camping in a RAV4.
Correct.
Road trip in a Camry.
Yes!
How about take a tundra fishing?
Ooh, one strike left, Jan.
Hmm.
I'll say off-roading in a Tacoma.
Show me off-roading in a Tacoma.
Oh, I can't believe it. Hi, Mom.
Toyota, let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
Matt Greenwood back with you in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Joe Felker joining me in the broadcast booth, which is maybe the best seat in the house. Courtside at midcourt. I can't think of any other better spot than this. And we've been blessed by Corey Neslidge, the athletic director here at Kirkwood, for giving us this spot on press row, if you will, as there's two press rows because there's a lot of guys out here for this Hillsborough and St. Mary's Class 4 sectional. So the Hillsborough Hawks have a lot of work to do. Down 57-28, St. Mary's has been in control of every aspect, three-point shooting and pace, as well as rebounding and layups. And so if Hillsborough is going to stand a chance, they're going to have to basically pitch a shutout here. We know that's impossible to hold the team scoreless for 16 minutes, but they're going to have to do something, Coach, to be able to make up the gap here.
Yeah, like I said, they're going to need to string together some stops and some scores on offense in order to turn this thing back around. I think they do that, they'll be able to get a little bit of momentum and a little bit of confidence as well.
St. Mary's more known for their baseball and soccer. Coach Turner said he made it a point when he got the head coaching job last year that he wanted to turn this program into something that was bigger and better. And so far he's doing a pretty darn good job, as St. Mary's actually won its first sectional game in school history last season after beating Vashon in the quarterfinals, but losing to Sykeson eventually. So here we go to start the third quarter. We're several seconds in. It's still 57-28. St. Mary's operating left to right in this first half. Yuri Collins dribbling with the ball with the left hand. Hesitation to the mid-block left side. Worley sticks with him. So kick it to the wing for Wanye Brown. Two dribbles to his left. Settles for the elbow jumper, and it's short.
Good defensive possession there for the Hawks.
Michael Brewer to bring the ball up the floor, taking a big man away from the rim, as Rossis, at about 6'4", maybe 6'6", with the hair, defending Brewer. Brewer gave it up to Ethan Worley, who got it to Lampkin. So along the right wing, far side from us. Hillsborough going right to left. And Mark Moore, though, has it poked away by Brown to Hamilton to Collins. Stares at the defender, rises from the corner, and sinks the three.
And Collins has shown that he's more than capable three-point shooter, even though the stats don't indicate that, him being 18%. He is very good at from the three-point line.
60-28, St. Mary's with the lead, and a reach-in foul will go on Wanye Brown. Spelled W-U-N-Y-A, pronounced Wanye. So one free throw, yay, you know, kind of thing. Inbound from the front court to the back court for Hillsborough. Tripped up, no call. Mark Moore all the way to the cup. Flips it up with the left hand, no good. Brewer tried to put it back but couldn't hang on to the ball. Outlet pass, 60-footer up ahead. Hamilton into the far corner left side for Collins. Collins rises for a three. Comes up short. That's because he got fouled by Ethan Worley. That'll be his third personal. And Yuri Collins will step to the Coldwell Banker Holsey free throw line for three free throws. He's a 77% free throw shooter, which is best on the St. Mary's team. We'll see in person just how good Collins is from the free throw line. So far, one of one on the night. Make that two of two as he spins the first free throw through. By the way, meant to go ahead and check the Farmington-Cape Central game, and Cape Central 27, Farmington 22, second half just about to get underway, as Collins gets the second free throw to go through. So the winner of this game between St. Mary's and Hillsborough will play the winner of Cape Central and Farmington. Cape Central knocking off the undefeated and number one state-ranked Sykeston Bulldogs in their district championship game by 10 points. Collins goes 3 of 3 at the charity stripe. Beg your pardon, that was 8-point victory for those guys, for Cape Central. All right, loose ball in the front court. Evan Worley picks it up. The big man flips it over to Lampkins, who gives it up to Brewer near wing. Brewer back to Lampkins' right side. Zach Whaley getting his first bit of action, handling the ball, pivoting at the top of the circle, forced to turn around and find Brewer. Brewer to Lampkins. Collins points out the defense. Lampkins goes around Collins, top of the key, dumps it down low to the left side. Brewer hangs in the air, shot blocked once, blocked twice by Parker. Ball tapped out towards the top for Lampkins. Lampkins to Moore. Moore steps through the defense, lays it up, and Parker, his third block. Outlet pass. Collins up in the air, off glass. It's good.
That was quite a defensive sequence there for number 23, Parker, for St. Mary's.
And now a reach and foul 50 feet away from the bucket, and coming up limping is Wanye Brown. Might have had his foot stepped on and rolled his ankle as he fouled Mark Moore coming up the floor, and he's going to limp all the way to the end of the bench. And now he's going to crumble to the floor and grab the back of his left knee.
He might even have a cramp.
And oh, man. He looks to be in severe pain as the trainer is going to help him
he's
out.
He's got a cramp. Looks like it hurts.
I think I'd rather take a cramp than a broken or sprained ankle
absolutely.
For sure. Hillsborough in possession. Wing three, near side. Lampkins misses. Evan Worley tries to tap it back up and in. No good. Loose ball near midcourt now. And a one-hand shovel touch to Collins by Rossis. Another assist for Rossis. Another 2 points for Collins. St. Mary's 67, Hillsborough 28. Still five to play in the third quarter. Across the timeline, Brewer. And the ball poked away and scooped up there by Collins, but he stepped on the sideline. The official right on top of things as we're about to get a real loud whistle. Coach, you ready?
Yep, let's do it.
Oh, he didn't whistle. All right, nice. Inbound at midcourt, Lampkins to Moore in the back. Dribbles behind the back to the top of the circle, and another reach-in foul. This one will go on David Hughes. Three team fouls for St. Mary's in this second half. David Hughes, a bench player. Checked in for Brown, who, again, dealing with cramps, supposedly. Double team at the top of the key for Mark Moore. The double team off of him, though. He gives it up to Lampkins, to Brewer, back to Lampkins. Wing-to-wing pass from the near side to the far side. Moore to Brewer in the paint. Spins and gets it over Parker and in. The 5-foot two-hand floater for Brewer is good. And then Uri Collins, like a lightning flash, all the way up the other end of the floor and got fouled trying to lay it up. By the way, that two-point bucket there by Michael Brewer, the first points of the third quarter, and we only have 4:35 to play in this third. So while Collins is set to take some free throws, Coach Johnson talking to Evan Worley, Michael Brewer, and Zach Whaley away from the free throws on the other end of the floor. Collins, free throw is good. 5 of 5, Uri Collins at the charity stripe. That's free throw attempt number 158. Came into this game shooting 77% from there.
Yeah, he's almost 8 free throw attempts a game, which shows you how much he likes to attack the basket.
Almost haven't even seen a miss from the floor either. Gets the friendlier roll on the 5th free throw he's made in the third quarter. And St. Mary's is up to a 69-30 advantage as Moore tried to pass it over to Dragons, and it was knocked out of bounds right in front of the St. Mary's bench. It will stay Hillsborough ball with 4:31 to play in this third. Inbound Lampkins to Moore. Surveys, paused, as a matter of fact. Now finds Whaley in front of the scores table. In front of the Kirkwood Pioneer scores table. Now Whaley dribbles to between the circles. Hands it off to Moore as the defense pressured him to do so. Whaley now gets it back from Lampkins on the right wing. Bounce pass through the paint to the right side, and Evan Worley up over Parker, off glass and in. Quickly up ahead, Sephora Rossis lays it up with the left hand from the left side.
That was after a made basket. They were able to get back that quickly in transition.
Hillsborough. And Whaley's pass along the sideline into the corner for Evan Worley, deflected away and out of bounds. It will stay Hillsborough basketball. Coach Johnson taking a seat for the first time tonight. There's a lob by Lampkins to the left of the basket. Brewer has a shot denied at the rim by Parker. Loose ball up ahead. Collins will scoop it up, go all the way to the rim, and gets fouled laying it up. May have taken a shot on the chops from Mark Moore. But Collins back to that Coldwell Banker Holsey free throw line. They move this town online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. Collins will shrug the shoulders, shake off the hands, grab the ball from the man in stripes, take a few dribbles, spin it twice. Now looks, stares, puts up the free throw, and of course he makes it.
This is 30th point of the night.
Incredible. Well, I'll say this right now. I'm happy St. Louis gets to have
absolutely,
him next year.
Absolutely. He's a good ball player.
He'll join Fred Thatch, who was on the Sykeston team that knocked Hillsborough out of the sectionals in last season. So two St. Louis commits on the verge of knocking out Hillsborough in the Class 4 sectional round. Collins, by the way, made the second free throw at 73-32 St. Mary's. Lampkins had to work his way all the way to the 10, laid it up, and a blocking foul is called on Yuri Collins underneath. Lampkins will shoot free throws here, and of course, boos coming from the St. Mary's faithful. It'll be two free throws for Lampkins as Hillsborough trails 73-32. Lampkins, an 87% free throw shooter. First one is up and gets the friendly bounce there. Touch the front and the back rim, back of the rim, and finally had enough spin to just come through for him. Second one is up. Second one is good. 3 points at the free throw line for Hillsborough. 73-34, the new score on the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. 3:25 to play, and St. Mary's will slow it down with Hughes on the far side, which is on the left. Goes to Hamilton, to Collins, left elbow, attacks, spins it up with the right hand from the left side, no good, but you heard that whistle. And Collins back to where he's been comfortable, the free throw line.
And that was a high post catch there for him, just above the free throw line, with a little matchup there, ISO, so he could try to attack the rim.
31 points, I believe, for Yuri Collins. Kind of screened off on the scoreboard check there. And flips up the first free throw, and it's good. Yeah, 32 points now with that made free throw. 8 of 8, Collins, at the charity stripe in this third quarter. We still got 3:18 to play.
The timeout, St. Mary's.
So a 60-second. Patsy's Furniture, timeout taken by the St. Mary's Dragons after Yuri Collins makes his ninth free throw of the third period. 75-34, St. Mary's leads. 3:18 to play in this third quarter of the Class 4 Boys Sectional on KJF.
From shredding to mailboxing, the UPS Store does every ing for small business, even impressing your customers. When you have your packages professionally packed by our certified packing experts and backed with the Pack and Ship Guarantee to make sure your business looks
outstanding.
The UPS Store, every ing for small business. And of course, shipping. The UPS Store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours may vary. See Center for details.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
Do you know anyone who would like to join the YMCA, but affordability is an issue? Well, last year, the Jefferson County Family YMCA awarded over $100,000 in financial assistance to members of our community that qualified, allowing over 700 youth and adults access to a variety of Y activities. Our annual fundraising campaign has begun, and 100% of all contributions are distributed locally. Call the Y at area code 636-931-9622.
Timeout was called by St. Mary's after Yuri Collins knocking down his ninth free throw of the third quarter to extend the St. Mary's lead to 75-34 as we resume action here in the third quarter, approaching the three-minute mark, and Hillsborough has the ball on the far side, which is the right side. Here's Moore losing the ball through the paint, collects it, two-hand shovel to Whaley in the near corner, forced to give it up to Lampkins. High ball screen from Brewer. Lampkins to the right, weaving around defenders. To the right, off the bounce to Brewer, right side. He attacks, and he's fouled going up with a layup. So Michael Brewer, who leads Hillsborough with 16 points tonight, 2 of 2 at the stripe so far. Michael Brewer committed to Southern Miss for baseball. He's got about a 92 to 94 mile per hour fastball that he'll certainly build up on as he gets the free throw to go. And honestly, Coach, with his size and his arm, he's got the potential to be a 95, 96 kind of guy. And
yeah, he does. I'm curious to see how he develops down there. I'm sure they're going to do a great job of increasing that velocity and teaching him some additional things about pitching. So I'm excited about that.
He could go for basketball, too, if he wanted to.
Yeah, he could definitely play basketball at the college level. So I'm sure Coach Lucas is excited to get him back and have him throwing the baseball around also.
St. Mary's up 75-36, 2.5 to play. Brewer did get both those free throws. Now it's Yuri Collins with an impressive 33 over his ahead, passing it to his left. Donovan Parker, the three from the left of the key is no good. Long rebound out to the elbow for Hillsborough. Lampkins to bring it up the floor, lost it. David Hughes, no pressure. Now Hughes pressures. Lampkins collects it to the right side of the key into the corner for Brewer. Brewer thought about a three, instead gave it off to Whaley. Whaley on that same side bounces it to Evan Worley. The fadeaway from the baseline will hit the top of the backboard and fall into the hands of Collins. Collins across the timeline, lost the dribble, but able to poke it into the path of Rosas, and Rosas had it knocked away out of bounds underneath, and it will stay St. Mary's ball. Coach Brian Turner, I like his style. He's got the long sweatpants with the white tennis shoes with the Nike logo on it. The nice coat to keep him warm. There's a layup off the inbound, Yuri Collins. He's up to 35. I've run out of room on my score sheet for the third quarter for Yuri Collins. 77-36, St. Mary's, 95 seconds to play. Hillsborough's got it. Trying to wind down this third quarter on a good note. Mark Moore on the near side wing. Dribbled to his right. Hamilton stuck. Forced to give it up to Lampkins. Lampkins with Hughes. Keeping in front of him. Forced to give it up to Brewer. Brewer takes on Hughes to the right side. Throws it up over Parker. He deflected the shot just a smidge. It goes off glass. Hughes to run the floor. And in the blink of an eye, he's up underneath the basket and fouled by Mark Moore. And David Hughes, the junior, will go to the free throw line, as that was in the act of shooting. As he gets ready to take some free throws, let's do a check of the Serenity Hospice Care uniforms. For St. Mary's, they're in their road greens, tops and bottoms with white letters and numbers. The white letters say Southside Catholic on the front, Southside above the number and Catholic below it, and then the numbers are white on the back with a black trim and a black and white stripe down the left and right side. For Hillsborough, they're red, white, and blue. Red numbers, blue outline, and white jerseys. Hughes, by the way, goes one of two at the free throw line, missing the second one. Hillsborough has the rebound in their half-court set. 1 minute to play. Evan Worley from the wing. Strong attack. Off-balance floater at the rim. No good. A rebound. Rosas up ahead. Collins. Collins through three. Hillsborough Hawks lays it up and in. Yuri Collins might get to sit the fourth quarter here. 80-36 St. Mary's. Pass by Lampkins. Knocked back down to the floor. Hughes picks it up to Collins. Two-hand over his head. No look pass. And the layup in off glass for Donovan Parker. And Yuri Collins is the MVP tonight. He's ready for college, it seems. Evan Worley, three ball from the corner off the mark. Backside rebound, Rosas. Rosas lost it, trying to dribble it. Went off the back of the leg of Whaley and into the path of Collins. And Collins will take a couple of deep breaths as he dribbles it with 10 seconds across the timeline on the near side. Within a couple of arms reach of us. Now Collins moving away to the right elbow. Kick out to the corner. Three ball. Rosas air balls. And Mark Moore will tap it out of bounds along the baseline. It will stay St. Mary's ball. They've got 1.6 seconds to get the ball inbounded. Watch out for the Collins to Parker tap-in. There we go. There it is. One-hand tap. No good. Off back rim. And that's how the third quarter ends. That was an easy spot, Coach.
That was a good call.
82-36, St. Mary's leads in this Class 4 sectional after three quarters. Hillsborough, we'll see what they can come up with in the fourth quarter when we return in 60 seconds on KJF.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College, and you.
KJFF, Festus, Crystal City, Imperial, DeSoto.
Matt Greenwood and Joe Felker with you on AM 1400 KJF Class 4 Boys Sectional. Hillsborough down 82-36 to St. Mary's. And Coach, on my score sheet, I've got 107. As the max points to circle for a total. St. Mary's is 26 away from me having to actually write in a number And we'll see. Uri Collins with a 20-point third quarter, now 37 on the night for St. Mary's. I thought he was going to take a seat, but no, he's right back into the action.
Yeah, I think that they're just trying to stay sharp.
Oh, Parker. Lucky not to be hurt coming down on the Brewer head fake. He'll settle for the free throw jumper, Brewer, and it's too strong. Loose ball, and Riedenauer can't save it from underneath. Now Collins lobs it forward. It's a little low underneath the rim, but good athleticism by Donovan Parker to come up underneath the basket and over the top off glass and in. 84-36, St. Mary's. Mark Moore out of the corner to the baseline. Stop there, pulls it back to the corner. Hughes sticks with him. Moore gives it up to Lampkins on the near side, down to our left. Now Pinkley with it. Pinkley up and under. Finger roll, no good. Loose ball tapped by Parker to Collins. Collins, 3 points away from 40 on the night. Instead, he unselfishly dumps it off for a layup by Hughes, but it's no good. Parker taps it out to the corner, and hitting the three is Noah Hamilton. And St. Mary's, what can you say other than, wow, the Dragons of 87-36. Timeout, Coach Johnson, 7:07 to play in the fourth quarter. We're back in 30 on KDriff.
Eating good in the neighborhood at Applebee's Bar and Grill sounds so good. Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, General Manager at Applebee's in Farmington. Our new Big Time Lunch Special is happening right now. 15-minute service guarantee for items off the Big Time Lunch menu, or it's free. Your choice of drink, soup, or salad, and an entree. Big Time portions at small time prices. Go to Applebee's.com for the full menu, Applebee's Bar and Grill on Karch Boulevard in Farmington.
Matt Greenwell back with you on KJFF. Joe Felker with me as well. 7 minutes to play in this fourth quarter, and Hillsborough down 87-36. Uri Collins leading the way for the Dragons with 37 points, including a 20-point third quarter. Brewer in the corner for the Hawks, forced to give it up 20 feet away to Lampkins along the volleyball line. They'll swing it around the perimeter for a right-wing three by Moore. It's off the mark. Backside tap out by Riedenauer to Brewer. Hillsborough student section likes the effort. Moore to the mid-block right side. Jump pass to the opposite wing and a three ball by Isaac Riedenauer. The future Maryville track star hits the three.
Great fake there by Isaac and a pull-up once he got the defensive move and hit that three-point shot.
Hillsborough looking to just give it their all here in the final 6:20, down 87-39. Kirkwood High School is the site of the game here tonight. Mike Dancer lost the ball as it's poked away, and now here's Hillsborough running the floor. Into the half-court set already. It's Lampkins over to Moore. Wing-to-wing pass. Touched by Hamilton into the hands of Riedenauer. Gave it up, got it back. Tries another three from the same spot, but this one off to the right, and the rebound there by Damon Wiley. Wiley at 6'1", linebacker size. Gives it up to Hamilton. Crosses the timeline, middle of the floor, now to the right side for Cole Miller with a left-hand pass. From wing-to-wing they go for Hamilton. Hamilton will dribble it out to between the circles. Stop there. Go back to his left for David Hughes. So some of the role players getting some minutes here now. Here's Miller, left block. Spins into the defender and gets it up over Brewer. And he really didn't shoot it, Coach.
No, he didn't.
Just kind of poked it up there.
That's the way things are going tonight for the St. Mary's for sure.
5:30 to play. Riedenauer. Two-hand pass from wing to wing to the right side. Lampkins three off to the left. Brewer hustling. Gets the rebound. Throws an elbow into the defender. Puts up a shot. No good. And they're going to call a foul either on Cole Miller or Mike Dancer. And it's going to go on Cole Miller. And that's his second personal. Michael Brewer, senior, 6'5 for the Hillsborough Hawks. 4-4 at the stripe tonight. Make that 4-5. It's been a good season, Coach, for the Hillsborough Hawks. Obviously, you look at the time, you look at the score, there's really no chance for Hillsborough to come back and win this one, but still got to finish strong.
Absolutely. I'm sure that's the expectation here, just to play as hard as you can and like you said, finish the game strong.
Uri Collins, by the way, finally gets to take a seat. He might be slightly upset that Coach Turner didn't give him a chance to get to 40 tonight, but rather rest him up for the quarterfinals on Saturday. And now a shove-off by Miller as he tried to get around Brewer along the baseline. And that's Miller's fourth personal. Beg your pardon, his third personal. 17 fouls for St. Mary's, 5 for the Hillsborough Hawks. Lampkins taps it into Mark Moore. Mark Moore gives it right back. Now they cross the timeline both together. Lampkins with the ball, gives it up, gets it back now to the right wing Brewer. Doesn't want the shot. Goes to Lampkins and a lob on the alley-oop. Miscommunication there. Brewer cut late. Ball off the glass. Up ahead, Hamilton scoops it up near midcourt. Gets past Lampkins and lays it up with a left hand off glass. 91-40. St. Mary's. A corner three is off the mark by Michael Brewer. Backside rebound on the air ball for Cole Miller. Miller to the right wing, to Hamilton, hesitation move, dribbles to the left, mid-block, kicks out to the corner, Damon Wiley, the southpaw with the three, is off the mark there, and Michael Brewer with the outlet pass up ahead to Garrett Pinkley for the lay-in. Hillsborough trailing 91-43, 15 to play. Cole Miller at the mid-block left side, bounces it to Wiley, but it's at his knees, collects it, throws up a shot, and it was blocked by, I believe, Riedenauer. It was screened off there by the official. Loose ball. Brewer up ahead, quickly off-balance fadeaway in the paint left side, and he got fouled doing so by number 24, Mike Danzer. So Michael Brewer will get some more free throws. Rattles home the first one.
Checking in for the Hawks, senior number 12, Seth Oshie.
So Seth Oshie onto the floor. He'll stand next to his soccer mate, Isaac Riedenauer, in the backcourt as Brewer gets ready to shoot another free throw. And it's up and no good again. Score still 91-43, St. Mary's on top. The Dragons set to advance to the quarterfinals for the second year in a row. 2:10 to play. They'll play either the winner of Cape Central or Farmington. If you want to catch that game and the end of that one, that is on J98. That's 98.5 FM. As David Hughes dribbles to the right mid-block, stops there, pivots, goes up top, left of the key for Wiley. Wiley, the big man, with a nice dribble skill, spin move in the paint, gets it up with the right hand and gets the friendly roll. Corner three, Isaac Riedenauer connects. His second three off the bench. Now with the ball near midcourt, David Hughes. 1:30 to play. Running clock here during fouls, free throws, whatever. The only time it'll ever stop is during a timeout. And there's a whistle and a foul there. Coming off the floor for the final time, Michael Brewer and Ben Lampkins, a standing O from the Hillsborough faithful. As St. Mary's inbounds it near midcourt, Hughes, 1 minute to go, 93-46 St. Mary's. Losing the ball, Miller, then pokes it to Wiley, left mid block, paint, size up off glass, no good, offensive rebound, and sticking it back up and in is Mike Danzer. So an and one chance for Danzer. It's up. It's no good. Rebound for Seth Oshie.
I don't think they realized it.
No, they did.
Yeah.
The ball went in. The officials are going to talk it over. It doesn't really matter at this point. The clock is still rolling. Like I said, running clock, 30-point deficit or more in the second half, in the fourth quarter, and you run the clock. So officials talk. And the ball is Hillsborough's. Mitchell Hickson into the game. Isaac Riedenauer will take a three off the backboard. Long rebound. Chased down by St. Mary's, but collected by Seth Oshie. Half-court heave is no good for Hillsborough. And that's it. 95-46 as Brett Stalock got the final shot up in this Kirkwood gym for the Class 4 sectional. St. Mary's is on to the quarterfinals. A 95-46 win over the Hillsborough Hawks. Your Home Bulls and Spas post-game show is coming up next.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler. No Bull Deal. Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers SecureSwipe. SecureSwipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information, or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
Midwest Sports Center has the off-road adventure you've been dreaming about, with rebates up to $4,000 on great brands like Polaris, Can-Am, Kawasaki, and Suzuki. Hey, Josh Harris, owner of Midwest Sports Center. Come on, you know you've been wanting a sport utility vehicle, but you just keep putting it off. Stop putting it off. Now's the time to buy. You've been thinking about it too long. Act now before we're sold out. Your adventure starts here. Whether you're on the road, off the road, or on the water, Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store.
Need a place to sight in your rifle or practice responsible firearms use? Mineral Area College and the Department of Natural Resources have partnered to offer the community the Sergeant Darrell S. Cole Memorial Shooting Range. Located in Park Hills, the covered 12-lane range offers distances from 3 to 100 yards with a 100-meter line for competition. Rates are $6 an hour with discounts for law enforcement and veterans. Ammo, targets, and hearing and eye protection are available for purchase. For more information, call 573-330-5289.
You love to shop at Patsy's.
This is Jamie from Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. If you're looking for new furniture, come and see us. We have a wide selection of living room, dining room, bedroom sets, and more. Visit us in the store or online at Facebook or at patsysfurniture.com. We have a wide variety of financing options available. Military and first responders receive a discount every day. May God bless you all.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Welcome into the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. Matt Greenwood alongside me, Hillsborough girls basketball coach Joe Felker joining us on the broadcast. The last two games for Hillsborough, this Class 4 sectional and the district championship between Hillsborough and Lutheran South. And that's as far as it got for the Hillsborough Hawks as they fall tonight 95-46 in this Class 4 sectional to the St. Mary's Dragons team, which I want to say this right off the bat. We wish them the best for sure. They are one talented team, and that's not even giving them full credit. Yuri Collins, an outstanding player at 5'9". He plays a lot bigger. He's super quick. He knows how to put the ball in the hole, and he's going to St. Louis University for a reason next year. And he'll join another. He'll join another guy that knocked out, that was on a team that knocked out Hillsborough last year in the sectionals, Fred Thatch of Sykeston, who, by the way, St. Mary's had beaten, or excuse me, had fallen to in the quarterfinals last year. So this St. Mary's team was quite impressive. Yuri Collins, a well-performed effort here tonight. And he's about to trot over and have some kind words with some friends and family, I guess. And anyway, big performance from him. Donovan Parker really impressed Coach and I on the blocking end of things. Had about 7 or 8 blocks. He had 3 in one possession, which was absurd. And Coach, I mean, like I said at the end of the third quarter, there's only one word to describe what we just witnessed here tonight from St. Mary's, and that's wow.
Yeah, absolutely. They were impressive on both ends of the floor. They were impressive in transition. I thought they did a good job of sharing the basketball, too. I think it's easy to think that they were going to be selfish about certain things, but they took whatever the defense gave them, moved the ball well, rebounded well. Their defense was phenomenal. They did a great job moving their feet, picked up a couple fouls away from the basket, but I think they were okay with that trade-off. And we had talked in pregame about them wanting to force the pace and push that up the floor, and they certainly did that.
So 95-46, St. Mary's advances to the Class 4 quarterfinals, and they'll await the winner of Cape Central and Farmington. Going to go ahead and pull up the trusty old Twitter and see if we can't get you a score from that game, as whoever's going to play St. Mary's is going to have a tough fight on their hands. Last update we have for Farmington, Cape Central, which you can actually catch on J98, is Cape Central 46, Farmington 36 after three quarters. So Cape Central, who is ranked third in the state, and Farmington fourth, it's Cape Central that has the advantage after three quarters. So looks like St. Mary's and Cape Central will, of course, won't jump the gun there, but definitely looking like a Cape Central and St. Mary's matchup there. Coach Felker, I know that Coach Johnson's probably going to repeat the same things that you're going to repeat when I ask you this question, but this senior class for Hillsborough, Michael Brewer, Ben Lampkins, those two right off the bat, game changers for not just this season, but for the Hillsborough boys basketball program as a whole.
Absolutely. You know, the stuff that they were able to do on the court is just really impressive. And, you know, I think that they had a situation last year where they had some upperclassmen that were contributing, and their roles expanded this year, and they just really capitalized on that. I think that a lot of people maybe thought that the things weren't going to go that way this season, or the team wouldn't be as solid. And Ben and Michael were a big part of making sure that there was no drop-off. And I think the other thing, too, to point out, I know Coach Johnson would agree to this, is, you know, that they're great kids. They right. work hard in the classroom. They're model citizens. They're good student-athletes. So, you know, even more important than what they're able to do on the floor is that they're good kids, and they're gonna do well in whatever they choose to pursue.
All right, so in terms of Coach Felker comments, I guess that'll be it for that. Coach, it's been a great pleasure having you on the call. We'll see if we can find Coach Johnson. I imagine, you know, with a senior class like he has, and the other seniors, by the way, Isaac Riednauer and Seth Oshie, I imagine the locker room speech is a little bit more extended, because there's a lot you want to say to these guys before they get back to regular school activities, and you don't see them as much. And of course, Michael Brewer going to now turn his focus to baseball here in just a couple of days. He'll take this one in and move on to baseball here for Hillsborough coming up in a couple of weeks. But it's going to take a little while for Coach Johnson to get out here.
Yeah, but those locker room speeches after that last game are tough, and that's not something that you ever rehearse, because you don't want it to happen. You don't know when it's going to happen. So
right.
Definitely takes a little longer. I like to give assistants a chance to say something, and all your seniors a chance, and that's one of those opportunities that, you know, that only happens one time. So definitely want to give everybody an opportunity to do that. So probably going to take a little bit longer than normal.
By the way, there's still a girls class 4 sectional coming up. Miller Career Academy against Rockwood Summit. Of course, Rockwood Summit, the 4 seed in the class 4 District 3 tournament. Summit knocking off top seed Festus on their way to winning a district championship. So I'm interested to see how Rockwood Summit handles Miller Career Academy, who looks pretty good coming out on this floor, and so does Rockwood Summit. So that's the class 4 girls sectional that is coming up next year at Kirkwood High School. Of course, we won't cover that game. We have no hand in the game there. We're here for the one and done. So Hillsborough falls to St. Mary's 95-46. Coach, before I let you go and maybe send you on a search for Coach Johnson, your final thoughts on this game and on the Hillsborough season?
Yeah, you know, I think it's one of those things where you're not going to focus just on that game. You know, there were 27, 28 other games that the Hawks did really well, and unfortunately this one didn't work out, but just a really outstanding season up and down, several tournament championships and just, you know, district championships. So I think that they achieved a lot of things they should be proud of, and like you said, just good kids on and off the floor. So definitely some things that looking forward to next year, but right now pleased with how the season turned out.
All right, Coach. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Hope your dad and his friend get back safely tonight. And I guess we'll see you at some point around the school, huh?
Sounds good. I appreciate it.
All right. That is Joe Felker, Hillsborough girls basketball head coach, joining us here on the broadcast. The last two games for the district championship, which Hillsborough won, and the sectional game here tonight, which Hillsborough unfortunately fell to St. Mary's in 95-46. So we'll keep peering around the crowd here at Kirkwood High School, and await Coach Johnson to come out here and give us his thoughts on this game and the season. So we'll take a little bit of a break here, and when we come back, we'll break down the Bloomsdale Bank stats, the end-of-the-game stats, and hopefully that'll buy us enough time for Coach Johnson. So it's been a great pleasure having you listen to this broadcast, and I hope you stick around just a little bit for the final words on the 2018-19 season from Hillsborough head coach Dan Johnson here on KJF.
Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is excited to share with you a revolutionary way to take your medicine. iCarePack allows us to work with you to synchronize and package your medications by the date and time of day you need to take them. No more pill planners, no more second-guessing yourself. The packaging is completely portable and can be taken with you for day trips, vacations, and doctor visits. Let Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy package your medication with a little extra TLC because you are worth it. iCarePack, only at Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy.
He dreams of playing in the big leagues, which is taking a toll on your dreams. Most people don't think about their home insurance until something happens. But talking to an American Family Insurance agent today can mean your dreams have better protection tomorrow. Visit amfam.com/home for a quote and see if your insurance measures up. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Call Bill Buss, agent 573-431-4893, or stop by 907 East Main Street in Park Hills today.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Are you tired of calling your mortgage lender and not being able to talk to anyone, or you're transferred over and over again? Skip the hassle and refinance with Bloomsdale Bank. Call today and speak with one of their expert loan officers. Have a personalized borrowing experience and rest easy knowing your loan will be serviced locally when you borrow with Bloomsdale Bank. Visit their website or visit any of their five locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From shredding to mailboxing, the UPS Store does everything for small business, even impressing your customers. When you have your packages professionally packed by our certified packing experts and backed with the Pack and Ship Guarantee to make sure your business looks
outstanding.
The UPS Store, everything for small business. And of course, shipping. The UPS Store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours may vary. See center for details.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
Do you know anyone who would like to join the YMCA, but affordability is an issue? Well, last year, the Jefferson County Family YMCA awarded over $100,000 in financial assistance to members of our community that qualified, allowing over 700 youth and adults access to a variety of Y activities. Our annual fundraising campaign has begun, and 100% of all contributions are distributed locally. Call the Y at area code 636-931-9622.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 KJF, Home Pools and Spas postgame show. Hillsboro in the Class 4 boys sectional falls to St. Mary's 95-46 as Yuri Collins will be the guy that we start off our Bloomsdale Bank stats with. 37 points tonight for Yuri Collins, following up a 35-point performance in the Class 4 District 4 championship game, in which St. Mary's beat Gateway STEM 75-58. So what a talent Yuri Collins. As Coach Felker and I said repeatedly on the broadcast, Yuri Collins will be going to St. Louis University and become a Billiken next season. And at 5'9", he is multi-talented and probably had about 12 layups tonight. It felt like hit down a few threes as well. Just very consistent, Yuri Collins. And before we dive too much into the quarter-by-quarter breakdown, let's tell you about Bloomsdale Bank. They are connected to their customers and have been since 1914 in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. 12 points for Yuri Collins in the first quarter, 5 in the second, 20 in the third, for a total of 37 as Collins sat the fourth quarter. Second on the team for St. Mary's was Wanye Brown with 16 points, all 16 of his coming in the first quarter as he went 4 of 5 from behind the arc, added a couple of layups as well. And then third on the team was Sephora Rosas with 12 points for St. Mary's. Then you got Noah Hamilton with 8, Donovan Parker with 5, David Hughes with 5, Cole Miller with 2, Mike Danzer with 2, and Damon Wiley with 6. For the Hillsboro Hawks, their Bloomsdale Bank stats are as follows. 20 for Michael Brewer, including 14 in the first half. 8 for Evan Worley, 6 for Isaac Riedenauer, 5 apiece for Ben Lampkins and Mark Moore, and 2 for Garrett Pinkley. By the way, final score on that Cape Central Farmington game, 60-46. Cape Central knocks off Farmington. Farmington season is at an end. Same as Hillsboro. It'll be Cape Central Finals this Saturday up at Jefferson College. So for you Hillsboro fans that have stuck around for our Home Pulse and Spas postgame show, Dan Johnson will be coming up here in just a bit as he's continuing his locker room speech and his goodbyes, I guess, to some of the family here. Family members of the Hillsboro team. But if you honestly want to see just how good the St. Mary's team is, I'd say it's worth the trip to Jefferson College, especially for those of you that live in Hillsboro. Saturday is not supposed to be a bad day weather-wise, and you really should see for yourself just how good the St. Mary's team is and how good, how strong, how amazing, how phenomenal. I don't know what else to add about Yuri Collins, the 5'9" guard. He is something else, but St. Mary's wins this one 95-46 over the Hillsboro Hawks. St. Mary's advancing to the Class 4 quarterfinals to face Cape Central. By the way, on our sister station, J98, we've got the Park Hills Central Lady Rebels and Cape Notre Dame that are also going to be on J98, and they'll begin around 7:45. So, again, 98.5 FM, Central Lady Rebels are the last team in the regional radio listening area, girls or boys, in basketball to remain in the playoffs. So root them on. Let's hope the Lady Rebels can pull it out against Cape Notre Dame. Again, our final score here, 95-46, St. Mary's over Hillsboro. Let's go ahead and take one more break. We really want to talk to Coach Johnson of the Hillsboro Hawks, get his thoughts on the night and the season as well. So we'll do that coming up in a few short minutes on KJF.
Hello, this is Jan.
Hi, can I save on a new Toyota?
Yes, with great deals now through April 1st, you can ready, set, go get your Toyota today.
I can't wait to get out. I've been watching way too much TV.
Oh yeah? What's on?
Game show. Anyway, I got this list of things I want to do this spring.
Bet I could name them.
Really? Our contestant Jan here is risking it all on this final question. Name the three things I can't wait to do.
Go camping in a RAV4.
Correct.
Road trip in a Camry.
Yes.
How about take a Tundra fishing?
Ooh, one strike left, Jan.
I'll say off-roading in a Tacoma.
Show me off-roading in a Tacoma.
Oh, I can't believe it. Hi, Mom.
Toyota, let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
Matt Greenwood back on AM 1400 KJF to wrap up the Home Pools and Spas postgame show as Hillsboro falls to St. Mary's in the Class 4 boys sectional 95-46. Coach Johnson has thrown on the headset, and Coach, I'll utter the same words that our producer back in the KJF studio, Crystal Wilcutt, just uttered to you before we came back from break. A phenomenal season for you guys. Got up to ninth ranked in the state, went 23-5, had Michael Brewer and Ben Lampkins, senior leaders, on the floor, off the floor, to guide you to that impressive 23-5 record. But tonight, Coach Johnson, St. Mary's is just too good.
Yeah, we ran into a buzzsaw here tonight. You know, we're just not really built to play from behind against that team. And early on in the game, you know, you try to take away you try to take away Collins earlier, try to make it tough on him, try to load up and try to keep him out of the lane. And, you know, the stats will tell you that they only shoot it from three at about 25% as a team, and their best shooter only shoots at 29%.
Right.
But that's not what I saw in the first quarter.
Nope.
When we tried to load up and take away Collins. They banged 6 threes in the first. And, you know, buried us by about whatever it was, 15 or 20 in the first. And
yeah, 21.
And from that point on, you know, we're playing from behind. Now it's tough for us to play in our zone when they can just kind of hold it out there. And we come out a little bit and drive it past us. So, and we helped them out a little bit, too. You know, we had some kind of bonehead turnovers early, first and second quarter. Anytime we would get something clean, something kind of good look at the rim, you know, the guy you talked to me about pregame would just he would just erase it. We haven't seen rim protection like that all year, and you know we'd have what we think is a two, and he'd block it, and that's an outlet pass for Yuri Collins to run down the floor, get another easy one, and you know those 4-point swings happened in bunches, and you know it was just an avalanche.
That's another good word to use there. Coach, yeah, I mean, that Donovan Parker guy had 3 blocks on one possession, and like you said, just seemed like anytime you thought you had the two, he said, no, it's just not going to happen. Wanye Brown, number 4 for them, had 16 in the first quarter. And as you mentioned, 3-pointers, 6 threes in that first quarter, and he had 4 of those 6. Didn't seem like he would ever miss. And just a really good talent. And he's a sophomore guard, which is even more impressive. But Yuri Collins is a guy that we saw get to the rim endlessly. And we saw, I mean, he gets towards the paint. You have 2 guys right there to guard him up, and he just would split right through them or get around them or jump through them and give it off and get the assist because guys from around the perimeter were making their baskets. From a coach's standpoint, I know you hated coaching up against him, but you got to respect what he was able to do tonight.
Yeah, you know, and no offense to anybody, you know, we played this game last year against Fred Thatch.
Yeah.
And, you know, this kid was a tougher cover for us than even Thatch was. You know, he probably has to lead the state and ones because, like you said, yeah. He's so quick to get past you. I don't, there's not anybody that can stay in front of him. And you can load up the lane with 2 other guys, and he finds the just slightest crack and, you know, creates just a little bit of contact and is able to put it on the glass and put it in a basket, right hand, left hand. And then what he have, 3 threes a night or maybe 4, and he just step back and hit one.
Yeah, 3 threes, you know, 10 free throws.
I don't know how you stop a guy like that. And you know, if you try to contain him with some other guys, the guys around him are knocking down threes as well. So it was tough, just obviously tough sledding for us all night. Hate for it to come to an end like that, but you know it. We lost this game by a point last year to Sykeston. We lost it tonight by a bunch of points, and it's the same feeling. You're disappointed that you don't get to coach your seniors anymore. You're disappointed that you don't get to, you know, at the end of a great season, you don't get to go with your whole team tomorrow and start preparing, start working on stuff for the next day. You know, it ends abruptly, and no, I don't think anybody's quite ever ready for it.
Next season, we'll have plenty of time to address Mark Moore, Ethan Worley, Evan Worley, Garrett Pinkley, their impacts on this program, even Zach Whaley. So tonight, I want to keep the focus on the seniors and, of course, the 2 that jump out right away, Ben Lampkins, Michael Brewer. What can you say about those 2 guys?
You know, those guys have been staples in our program. You know, Michael for 4 years, Ben Lampkins for the last 2. You know, if I start with Ben, you know, at his size, and if you would have seen him, you know, coming in as a freshman, you would have never thought that this kid, you know, this is going to be the all-time 3-point, you know, shooter in Hillsboro history. You know, this guy's going to be the point guard for, you know, a 24 and a 23 win team, back-to-back district championships. There's no way. And that kid just worked tirelessly and endlessly on his game, on his ball handling, on his shooting. And such a great kid. He's a 4.0 student, just incredibly hard worker. He's going to go on and have a shot to play, you know, at the next level. And I have no doubt that he's going to work hard and get better and you know be a really good point guard, really good shooter for somebody. You take Michael Brewer. Michael Brewer's been a 4-year starter for us, and you know I've looked these numbers up. This is our 80th anniversary for Hillsboro basketball. And there's no four-year span in the history of Hillsborough basketball that can surpass what Michael's done. Michael's won 93 basketball games in 4 years as a starter.
Wow.
Started all those games. The next closest is a couple of 88, all dating all the way back to 1939. So, you know, that there, I mean, that's a winner. You know, Michael's got countless accolades. He's going to be third time in scoring, or third or fourth in scoring, third in rebounds, first in wins. Like I said, 93 wins. And then it's the second sport. You know, he's going on to play baseball. But he is he's the epitome of just a show up and give you everything he's got each and every day. You never have to worry about what you're going to get out of Michael Brewer. Super hard worker, great kid, love him to death. And, you know, his name's going to be sprinkled through the record books at our school. And, you know, he's given people in our area a lot of excitement, a lot of fun, and a lot of good things to watch over the last 4 years.
Coach, I know there weren't greater roles for Isaac Riedenauer and Seth Oshie, but those two guys have the potential of playing at the next level as well. Seth Oshie in the midst of deciding on his soccer career at the next level. Isaac Riedenauer last spring or late fall last year decided he wanted to run track and field, do track and field at Maryville University. So they have potential to further their careers in a sport other than basketball, but from a basketball standpoint, and for them to be on the bench and be the rah-rah guys to help push this team and help, you know, keep the vibe a good vibe and even play a little bit here and there. Your thoughts on those two other seniors to round out your four?
Yeah, I mean, just two high-quality, just character guys that are the ultimate, you know, team players. You know, we don't have such a great team without guys like that. Those are two seniors that just live and die with every possession. You see him on a bench. And Isaac was a starter at the beginning of the year.
Right.
Played good minutes for us. You know, even as our roster changed a little bit in the second half, had some games where, you know, he came alive from the 3-point line and won a game for us, or a game or two. And you know, those two guys we talked about, all four of our seniors are going to get to play a sport at the next level,
right?
Which is an awesome thing. And no matter what sport they're going to play, I guarantee you that they can take something from basketball that's going to help them, you know, throughout their collegiate journey as well. And what I told them was, whatever you guys take from basketball, that's gonna be a fraction of what you guys have given to our basketball program over the last 4 years. And that couldn't be a truer statement. Just unbelievable, like I said, character guys I got two boys of my own, you know, and you think about how would I like my kids to grow up.
Right.
Man, if my kids grow up like any one of those four seniors, I'm going to be a proud dad, that's for sure.
For sure. All right, Coach, real quickly, as we talk about guys coming back, and honestly, position by position, you're established in four very good positions next year. I know Ethan Worley and Mark Moore will kind of be that back and forth mix of running point for you, but you like a two-guard point set anyway. And those two guys can certainly handle the ball, shoot the ball as well. And then you got Garrett Pinkley, a three guy that maybe you'll say, you know, maybe develop that offense a little bit more. He's got the rebounding and defensive skills, and, you know, refine those a little bit, but certainly he has those already as part of his arsenal. And then you got Evan Worley, who's 6'7" and can shoot the ball, spread the floor, rebound for you. And so those four juniors, I just want to start with them coming back. And your thoughts on the prospects of a strong 2019-2020 season for Hillsborough boys basketball?
Yeah, going forward, you know, our JV team was also 19-3 this year. You know, we've got a really good core of guys coming back. We've had those four guys that we've talked about, the seniors that have kind of paved the way and show them how it's done. And now it's up to them to put in the work. You know, those guys have to get better. We kind of just talked about that. Like, one thing we were able to see in a game like this is it's going to help everybody to get stronger. You know, to get a little faster and be able to handle the ball, you know, because if you're going to win games like this and try to move on and advance and all that kind of stuff, you're going to run into some teams that are able to make you do things that you don't normally have to do. And so those guys have got to get better. We're going to try to, you know, meet with those guys here in the next week or so while it's all still fresh in their mind, and try to put those guys on a plan, you know, to improve and develop their game. So Yeah, but we do have a very good core coming back. Those guys you mentioned,
Mitchell Hickson. I forgot
Mitchell
to
Mitchell Hickson as well. There's some guys with some good basketball skills, some good heady players, the guys that probably been looking for their opportunity, waiting their turn, so to speak, and now it's their turn, and it's up to them to do something with it. These guys ahead of them have set a pretty high standard, and that starts with the character and the work, and then next comes the basketball. So we're pretty excited still about our future,
right?
But obviously, we're body's not even cold yet here on this season. So
right. Well, Coach, heck of a season. It's been one heck of a ride. Being able to follow you guys, last team standing in Jefferson County. Sad to see it end here at the hands of St. Mary's in this Class 4 sectional. But, and I know you're going to interact with, parents and grandparents and uncles and cousins and whatever of the players that are on this team. And I know you'll go back and interact with them a little bit, and you'll go back to being, back into the Hillsboro community and at school every day. But I just wanted to give you a chance here on radio to just speak to those that remain faithful to Hillsboro.
Well, we have tremendous, tremendous following and a great, fan community at Hillsboro. It starts in the fall, with our football and our volleyball and our fall sports and all that kind of stuff. And it leads into the winter, where we get a great following everywhere we go. We have home games, and people are there, early, and they really, really support us. I couldn't ask to be in a greater position, the job that I have and the community that I get to have it in, living there and having our family there and all that. It's just it's a special place is what it is, and I don't think it's like that anywhere everywhere. I feel very fortunate to be part of the Hillsboro community. Starting with the administration that we have, and then, like I said, outreaching to the community, the parents, it's amazing to see, and like not just in basketball, but in all sports, we got a great thing going at Hillsboro all the way across the board, and I'm super fortunate to be a small part of it.
Coach, on behalf of K. Jeff and myself, thank you so much for your dedication to informing us and coming on here after a tough loss like this, and we look forward to next year.
Hey, thank you so much for your coverage. You guys, you make it even a greater deal with your coverage and what you guys do for the kids and the local sports in our area. You guys are top-notch. We appreciate everything. Thank you
very
much.
Welcome. Very well worth it. All right, that is Coach Johnson joining us here on the Home Bulls and Spas postgame show. Hillsboro season comes to an end, 95-46. They lose to St. Mary's in the Class 4 boys sectional. I promise we're just about off air. Got a couple things to get to. That includes our Gilster Mary Lee play of the game, hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates, benefits and bonus pay included. Call Mike Welker, 800-851-5371. 800-851-5371, our Gilster Mary Lee play of the game. I don't have one specifically, but Yuri Collins had 37 points, and he looked good in every single one of them. He had a couple of and ones, and I guess one of them would be our play of the game. Like I said, I don't remember specifics, but pick your poison. Yuri Collins, 37 points for St. Mary's. What a talent, going over which St. Louis University after his high school playing days are over, which are extended for at least another Saturday, as St. Mary's will now face off against Cape Central in the Class 4 quarterfinals at Jefferson College. Applebee's Bar and Grill, a Farmington player of the game. No-brainer, Yuri Collins. I've said enough about him already. As for our Hearing Care Partners broadcast schedule, Hearing Care Partners, they listen so you can hear. We've got Mizzou basketball against Georgia on Wednesday. We'll begin our pregame at 5 o'clock with a 5:30 tip there, and that is tomorrow, Mizzou and Georgia men's basketball. All right, we had quite a few fast break opportunities, and they're brought to you by McDonald's, where your Egg McMuffin is always made with a freshly cracked egg. It's tasty breakfast fast, another great reason to wake up to the favorites you love. That's it for Jefferson County basketball this season. Hillsboro was the last team standing. Their season comes to an end at 23-5, and they finish the regular season and early postseason ranked ninth in the state. So another great season for ninth-year head coach Dan Johnson. And again, our appreciation to all of his dedication to letting us get to know the players, get to know him, get to know the team. And what a privilege to have followed all of our Jefferson County schools this year in girls and boys basketball. Class 4 girls sectional, Rockwood Summit and Miller Career Academy is just gotten underway here as Rockwood Summit coming out of District 3, which had Festus in it. So good luck to Rockwood Summit as it's really cool. Summit has a student radio station, so neato for those kids. Get them in there early. Calling games. They'll replace me very soon. I want to thank Crystal Wilcutt back in the KHS studio for punching the on-off button. And I just want to send out my last appreciation from this basketball season for all of your followings and all of the times that you have tuned in to our broadcast. We greatly, greatly appreciate it. There's no other words I can say than that. So we certainly look forward to baseball season. It's right around the corner. We'll have some games for you sprinkled throughout the spring season. Hopefully it warms up a lot faster than it seems to be. Seems to be on a pace where we're going to be cold for quite a while. But we got baseball coming up here in just a couple of weeks. We'll have some games for you, and that's when we'll come back to the local high school scene for more athletics. So, again, our thanks to you, and my thanks to Crystal Wilcutt back in the KHS studio. And it's been one heck of a ride. Thank you so much. They are, it's time for me to go. So have a great rest of your Tuesday night. Hillsboro falls 95-46 to St. Mary's.